This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Crude oil is still under $88 a barrel earlier this morning, the lowest since October. Struggling Europe and slower growth in India and China mean less demand and more supply. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
For decades, $88 a barrel had oil companies seeing giant dollar signs. They could drill, refine, and sell it for a hefty profit. Now, it costs a whole lot more to produce. With conventional oil fields depleting, companies now go under the ocean, or mine it on land and cook it, or melt it to the surface. So $80 now can be the break-even price in places like Alberta or North Dakota. So when prices tumble, here's Deborah Gordon of the Carnegie Endowment's Energy Program.
If there's not enough demand, then you can keep it in the ground a little longer and turn it back on when the price, fluctuates.
Most analysts think this is a short-term dip. But that's what many said in the early 80s, when oil prices cratered and stayed in the valley.
Those kinds of time frames, decade at a time, that's when projects start turning off. That's when you start seeing companies sell off or turn off. It's just not economically viable.
Assuming prices rise again, big oil would cheer, but not too loud. If crude stays high for too long, consumers start to buy alternatives for good. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.